It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And it looks like a nice day today. We have Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Hey, George, thanks for having me again.
Oh, no, thank you for coming in. People like to hear what you got to say about racing.
Lack of it.
Something like that. So, but anyway, I'd like to talk about this idea that my son had. Todd had an idea, and it was about the old computers that the state has that they dump. Instead of dumping it, what about putting it in all the libraries so the kids that cannot afford computers can go to the library and use those computers? How's that for an idea?
That's a good one.
Yeah, instead of dumping it.
If it still works.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let the kids use it. The other thing is, there's a lot of talk about electric cars. And from what I understand, Fred Hemmings is head of that committee that is for alternative energy, but not for ethanol. He is for electric cars, folks. Now, that is the most idiotic thing I can ever tell you. Because where are you going to get electricity when there is no more oil?
Exactly.
Huh? You're going to moon it? What are you going to do? How are you going to get electricity with no oil? Okay? And do you know what the cost is to convert a car to electric? Easy, $40,000 or more. Who can afford that? The cheapest, most feasible thing to go to is ethanol.
Isn't like the Priuses and things, like they're hybrids, right?
Right. That's electric.
Right. And even then, those vehicles are pretty pricey still, though, right?
Yeah, they're pricey. But the bad side about it is the battery is 600 volts. Does anybody know what 600 volts can do?
I was watching an episode of American Choppers. They did a hybrid bike.
Yeah.
And it was like battery and SNS motor hybrid. And they had to have a kill switch on the gas tank in case something ruptured with the batteries or a short circuit occurred, so that you're not going to get killed by the voltage, you know?
Yeah, see? So it's bad. And the other side is, where are you going to dump the batteries? They cannot be recycled.
Shoot it to the moon.
Yeah, okay. Shoot them to the moon.
That's our next garbage dump.
But, okay, look at this now. If we made ethanol here in Hawaii, we can also make electricity from the garbage.
The bagasse and things, right? Yeah.
You make electricity. So we come out on both ends. We make electricity and we make fuel.
Well, Brazil's done it. You know, we talked about this with the congressman last month. You know what I mean? And they're 100% oil now, independent from, you know.
Exactly. And it was in, the New York News that Shell has gone over to Brazil to get ethanol. Why is that? I mean, if you're so flooded down with oil, like Steve Inouye says, the world is full of oil, why is Shell wasting their time going to Brazil to get ethanol?
Well, why is our refinery over here shutting down as well?
That's right.
Because there's no more oil to go and have it refining anymore.
Yeah, why have a refinery when there's no oil?
Exactly.
You know, that don't make sense.
That's why the cost of the gasoline is going up in California, because they were getting their gasoline from our refineries here.
Yeah. And look at the, not only that, but the, look at the price of the gas. It's going up.
Right.
Somebody said it was going down, but
I
show me.
It. Yeah.
is going up.
It's like what? It's regular is like what, 333 or something now.
They're just playing with us. Look at the rest of the world. It's high.
Right.
You know, and look at the gas in Maui. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's what, over 4, right? For just a regular.
Yeah. So it's going to go there, no matter what you say. And there's so much negative talk about ethanol.
What is the difference between ethanol and methanol?
Okay, methanol is made from oil. Ethanol is made from organic, like sugar cane, corn,
right,
whatever. And somebody from the university told my daughter, Holly, that because of ethanol, the food prices are going up. Well, just for that person's information, there's lots and lots of corn that's been given away to foreign countries.
Right.
And there's lots of surplus of corn.
But isn't the type of grade corn that they use for refining for the ethanol different from the edible corn?
Right. It's the non-edible type.
Right.
And, you know, people are stupid enough to come up with this kind of accusations that it's bringing up food costs. Well, for that person's information, food costs is going up because of oil. Oil prices go up, food costs go up because the farmer has to use...
Ship it, exactly.
Yeah, everything.
Transport.
It's you know, it's a no-brainer. But if ethanol is out there, it's cheaper. The farmer don't have to spend as much for fuel.
Correct.
So the food comes cheaper.
Because it's been fluctuating back and forth between the, you know, mid-70s to lower 80s per barrel. I think it closed at, like, what, 75 yesterday?
Yeah, but I heard someplace where the legislature or Congress is going to tack on a dollar more to the fuel.
Per, the dollar, what is that, per gallon?
It was five cents. Now it's going to dollar to cover the deficit.
It doesn't surprise me.
Jeez.
Look at our bottle bill, right? They added like another penny.
Yeah.
On top of that, 4 cents. So now it's like what, 10 cents, and you only get to get back 5 of it, you know?
Yep. What a ripoff, yeah. But give us a call at 296-5467. I know I can hear Rob in the background there going crazy. Anyway. Tailgating. There's a lot of tailgating going on. Folks, be careful, because when you tailgate, I'll give you an example. Going down the freeway, and way up ahead, there's a tractor trailer that blows a tire and the rubber goes flying all over the place. The guy in the front of you slams on his brake. What happens? You eat his bumper.
Chain reaction.
Yeah. That's crazy. Give yourself enough space so you can dodge the blowing tire fragments and everything else. You know, I saw on the H1 freeway by Pearl Ridge, a tractor trailer blew his tire and a guy busted his windshield. Big chunk of tire hit him in the windshield.
You know what's amazing? Have you kind of noticed there's a lot more road projects going on this year?
Yeah, they have to spend the money.
Well, right now, and because it's an election year on top
That,
you know,
I got to give my friends the job, otherwise I don't get no under the table.
And the voters, right? Like, here, we're actually doing something for a change.
Yeah. Well, my father, when he was alive, said the same thing. Every election year, they pave the roads. Because they feel that the public is stupid.
Well,
you know,
it is true to an extent, you know.
Yeah. The cell phones and the Bluetooth is very hazardous to your health. I was told, do not use the cell phone and do not use the Bluetooth. It has a lot of radiation, and you end up with headaches. So if you have headaches, could be because of the cell phone. Okay? So try to stay away from using the cell phone, whether it's driving or sitting in the office or whatever. Try to use the ground line because it's a lot healthier. Okay?
Oh, instead of the Bluetooth, though, I thought like if you had like a wired headset, that's a lot safer for you because you're further away from the phone, right?
Same thing. There's radiation. Go see the guy, Terry Shintani. Mm-hmm. He has the meter that checks. And go. You see the meter go crazy, you get scared.
Hmm.
Yeah. The thing is in our environment today, all of these electronics is actually killing us. In fact, a friend of mine just gave me an article, cars are getting scary again. What do you mean getting scary
it's
again?
It's always been scary.
Yeah. It's always been scary.
Right.
Because the manufacturers do not have the value of life. Well, I can't say all, because Toyota is the only manufacturer where the owner came on the air and apologized for all the problems that they're getting. You ever saw any manufacturer other than Toyota where the owner comes out on TV and tells you he's sorry?
No, never happens.
Yeah, because they don't care. But Toyota does care, and Toyota is still, regardless of the bad press that they're getting, is still your number one car.
Oh, right.
You know, the Kia and the Korean cars are good too. But Toyota is still your number one car.
Did you see that new Kia, that hybrid that's coming out, the concept, the Ray that they introduced this past week at the Chicago show? Really nice car, real sporty looking.
I don't like hybrids.
I would buy one. That's cool.
Not the electric cars, no. I don't like electric cars because of the danger of getting electrocuted. That's the only thing. I mean, you've heard a lot of short-circuiting in a car, right?
Correct.
You ever saw any car that never been through a short circuit? No. They all have some kind of short circuit one time or another.
Well, I remember like a few years back, the Fords had the recall. Mm-hmm. With that solenoid that would have the cars burst into flames and people's homes burnt down and things.
What if that was an electric car? Oh, brother, you roasted. Give us a call at 296-5467. We have Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsport here. So you can ask him questions about racing or whatever. And if you have anything to put in about the electric cars, about ethanol cars, or whatever, give us a call. 296-5467. Okay? So, I recommend tuning your car at 20,000 miles and use the nickel alloy anti-seize. Yeah, it has to be nickel now. Yes, I know it's expensive. But if you use the other one, then you contaminate your oxygen sensor on the exhaust. And that costs a few $100. Okay, let's go to calls.
Okay, we have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, how's it, man?
Good to have you back. I heard you talking about that bottle bill. Are they raising it? Or are you just planning to raise it?
Yeah, I heard that they were planning on raising it another additional penny.
So it hasn't been raised yet.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, terrific. And then, are you guys drifting right now, or are you guys on hold, or what's the deal with that?
Like everybody else, it's...
We're all on hold.
Exactly. Don't know if you saw what came on the news this past week, but Alexander and Baldwin now bought the former Hawaii Raceway Park at a foreclosure auction that happened, I believe, on Tuesday.
Right. So they bought it.
Right, for $11 million. The reason Pardon?
I thought they owned it and they were trying to get rid of it.
They had the mortgage. They had purchased the mortgage through those MKA. iStar is one of the companies that had one of the other mortgages, and they lost $17 million on the deal. But A&B made out like a bandit. They got the 65 acres for $11 million. You know, I mean, it's amazing. You know, a company that large, you have your own corporate counsel and you know, your think tank that can go ahead and find ways for you to take advantage of situations like what happened with our HRP, which was very unfortunate. And that's why they held that... not so much a press conference, but they talked to some of the media outlets to get the word out, because they've been inundated with calls from racers trying to convince them to keep it open as a racetrack. I went over there before the auction a few weeks back when they had the open house with the commissioner who was in charge of the bankruptcy. And, man, it was really, really sad shape to see Hawaii Racers. I mean, even if we could get the property back tomorrow... Yeah, have you ever seen that show on what was it, Discovery Channel or one of those that they had like Life After People, where they show, you know, what happens to these cities after humans are no longer there and everything deteriorates? Oh, I mean, yeah. It looked exactly like that. I mean, it was really, really bad. I mean, it would probably take the entire racing community probably a couple of years and $3 to $5 million to get it back up and running again.
Well, I was there a week and a half ago, and we drove up and down the quarter mile. The quarter mile actually is still intact. They ripped up the return road.
Right.
But the quarter mile is still intact, but it wasn't good for when we were racing. You know, it was cracked and everything.
Yeah, but
the
now it's even...
The pad is still there. So.
The return road area coming out from the burnout area, that's all overgrown with bushes. They had containers now over there, and it's kind of funny where I've seen a couple of hearses on the track. It's kind of...
Yeah.
what the situation is.
Hmm. Well, it's so sad because...
But there's tons of weeds now growing on the area, and there's no shutdown area already. You know, all that area is completely overgrown. You know, it's bad. I mean, we took video of it and everything else. There's no guardrails. Absolutely
you know
none
that
whatsoever.
You know that's never going to come back. No, but it's going to have to take somebody with a lot of money to build a racetrack because the government will never build a racetrack. Never.
That's true.
They haven't done it
in the past, and they will never ever do it.
Well, the sad part, like, you know, what George and I keep saying is that the government doesn't fear the racing community because we're all fractured, you know, and we're not coming together as one big voice. The majority of the racers aren't registered to vote, so they really don't give, you know, a hoot about us because we don't give a hoot about helping ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, I've been saying, you know, they could make a... If the government was smart and, you know, if you make a multi-use facility like I called in a couple weeks ago, I told about the golf course. Golfing takes place in the day. They don't do anything at a golf course at night.
Correct.
And the drag racers, most of them want to race at night because it's cooler. So, you know, it's like a natural. You make it so that you integrate a drag strip within a golf course. You know, and you can use the golf course during the day and becomes a drag strip at night.
Well, you look at, you know, you look at every single municipality, whether, you know, a state, Blaisdell, Convention Center, Aloha Stadium, the golf courses, none of them can self-sufficient on their own with the revenue that they generate. They all need our tax-paying dollars to be able to stay open, the soccer parks especially. You know, if we had a racetrack that was, you know, operated by the government, it would be the only, you know, state-run entity that would actually be able to generate money.
But it won't.
Yeah.
Because it makes too much sense, you know.
So if you integrate it, you know, you'll be generating money during the day and money at night.
Well, the golfers will...
From the golfers during the day, and you get the money from the races at night. And,
well, the golfers will end up grumbling, oh, why is this piece of asphalt running through, you know, holes 12, 14, and 17? You know, they're going to grumble. And a majority of the golfers don't care about racing because they think racing is silly. You know, you guys are just doing some frivolous activity. Well, that
okay,
could be said for
we
got
to go to
well,
a break.
So
hang on, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pfluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000-square-foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park, Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again at How's Rolling Bob. Huh? Do we have Rolling Bob?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. I guess that's still Tom.
Yeah, but this is Rolling Bob's minute. And
okay, we have Rolling Bob on.
Okay.
Oh, Rolling Bob here. How you doing, George? Sorry, okay. I was running up and down in the parking lot to calm down before I got on.
Thought you were preempted.
Oh, man. Oh, anyway. So let me get quickly to some points here. You were asking about the bottle bill and why they would raise it and never go away. I looked up their payout rate as of November 2009 was 79%, which means that the money that they're supposed to be giving back to people, you know, like when you take turn your bottles in at the redemption center,
correct,
is only 79%. So any business person would know you could raise the price and make more money.
Exactly.
Because the same people aren't going to, you know, bring the bottle back. Most people I know don't care. They don't even think about it. It's the soda is what it costs.
Okay, and now where does that money go to?
It just disappears into the state. Like everything else the state does. They get money, it disappears. Just like they have a rainy day fund. Oh, there's no rainy day, we'll spend the money on something. They got a hurricane fund. Oh, there's no hurricane. We'll spend the money on something. Then when they need the money, what are they going to do? Turn around and go, oh, we need the money. We got to tax you more. Sorry, that's just how it works. You know, we're going to tax you. We're going to take care of the kids. We're going to raise all these taxes so we can give them more furlough days. That's exactly what's going to happen. I'm just put it on the record. I said it first. I'm the brave one. The crazy one, as George will tell you. But I'm telling you, folks, how it's going to work. They're going to keep taking your money and taking your money until we end up like California, where more people are leaving than are coming in.
Bob, yes. As Henry Peters told me back in 94, the people don't care.
No, they don't. I'm going to tell you the truth. They don't. If you care, talk to your friends and your neighbors and your family. Half the time, they don't know what you're talking about. You say, oh, you know, they're going to raise, oh, I don't know about the bottle. What, there's a thing on the bottle? I don't know. I just buy the bottles. You know, I just throw them away, or my neighbor takes them for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the racetrack, again, NASCAR, highest watch sport in the country, auto racing. Would they put a track in Hawaii? No. You go to Vegas, they got tracks all over the place. Why? Because Vegas knows how to make money. And, you know, you can argue, people think people go to Vegas to gamble. But, you know, Vegas has a lot of shopping. They have a lot of family activities. They have sports. I mean, they are becoming a major destination. And they realize that it's not, gambling isn't everything. Just like you come to Hawaii and
okay,
they think,
okay, that's enough.
Okay.
You're going too far.
Well, everybody here likes to go to Vegas to gamble.
Yeah, we got to get along with our automotive 101.
Okay, but anyway, so that's, you know, that's where the money goes. And the tailgating thing, before I go, is because people don't get in enough accidents. Accidents are actually pretty rare. There's enough safe drivers to keep these idiots from running into them because they move out of the way and do things not to let them hit them. And that's what people just get used to doing. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. 296-5467. Give us a call. Okay. Wanda, you got any trivia? Hello?
Okay, we have Glenn from Waianae on the line.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George, you know, you get talking about the Toyota recall.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember. I guess you do remember your 2013. Chevy had that exploding side saddle gas tank on the pickup truck.
Right.
Ford had the Pinto.
Right.
bought at the rollover SUV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Toyota stuff is getting blown out of proportion. I mean, there might be a problem with the gas pedal sticking, and now the Prius brakes are giving delay, and et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know if you're aware that our government owns General Motors.
I
don't need a car, but I'm going to buy a Toyota because I know they're going to be giving, you know, rebates or, you know, to boost their sales again. Because we had a Toyota, in fact, a couple of Toyotas, and they were damn good cars.
Mm-hmm. They're still good.
This is all bullshit, man. I can't believe the crap that these guys are pulling us, you know.
Well, when you're number one, everybody is after you.
Yeah,
when you're the last place, nobody give a damn.
That's true, but, you know, they don't realize every Toyota sold in America is made in America, or almost everyone. I'm not guarantee sure, but, you know, you're going to dog Toyota, you're putting American workers out of work.
They don't care.
You know, these guys are just bullshit. I'm going to bring them up to Congress for congressional investigation and all that. What Ford and Chevy, when they were going through all that crap, nothing. And they never even apologized. They kept denying the fact that, you know, all of that stuff was going on.
Yep.
Well, anyway, I just vented. Okay, there, bro.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467.
I don't know what happened to Tom.
Oh, we got to go to the next break.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsport.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maena on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And Wanda, you have the trivia again?
We do have the same one. What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
The prize is donated by Crested Cleaning Center, folks. Crested Cleaning Center has Royal Purple. He has that fantastic cleaner. And if you haven't tried it, you got to try it. That Degrees of 2000 is universal. It's good for everything. Laundry, cleaning your engine compartment, garage floor. The best part about it, it has no acidy base and no after smell. Very good. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
George, hey, you know, I got a quick question with my dad's Ranger pickup truck. How often are you supposed to check, like, the suspension components, like the shocks and the front end?
What do you mean, check it?
Yeah. I mean, how often
As you're driving down the road, you should know if the car starts porpoising around on the road, it's
time. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I mean, it's becoming more pronounced now.
If you have the factory shocks, I would recommend changing it.
Okay. It still has the factory shocks. So that has to be changed. And even like the front end, don't they have firmly sealed, like ball joints where they're firmly sealed so the... They can't be re-greased.
Yeah, they're all sealed right now.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you should change the shocks.
The shocks. Okay, yeah. I'll advise my dad of this.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. Okay.
You know, a lot of the new Toyotas and actually new cars in general, like the throttle is all controlled electronically now, right? It's not like cable anymore. It's like the planes, right? Fly-by-wire, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. I don't like that.
Right, right.
I like the old-fashioned stuff.
Yeah, so you can feel it, right?
Yeah.
It's like the bikes from before going from cable clutch to hydraulic clutch. You can't feel the engagement point, you know?
Yeah. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George. I'd like to try the trivia, and I'd like to give my opinion, too. First of all, I think the HPD should get a money incentive for a citation issue. As you mentioned, there's so many guys without headlights, working headlights, taillights, Hollywood stop signs. So I believe if you give them some, you know, like a salesperson, yeah, they would really get on the ball.
There's good and bad to it.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know what's the bad.
If, like everything else, okay, nothing is 100%. When there's a bad situation, if you look good enough, there is a good. Just like your money has a front and the back, your body has a front and the back, so there is a good and a bad. There is no such thing as something all good and something all bad. So, in other words, if you did something like this, the downside of it could entice police officers to really go after every itsy-bitsy thing.
Borderline violation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the major stuff is the one we're all looking at, like no headlights at night and running the stoplight.
Oh, okay? I see it all the time.
Yeah.
On Honolulu and in Kailua. And the cell phone usage, it's getting worse.
Right.
The guy's doing it with the window down, the cell phone on the driver's side too now, you know, the mirror side. I can see if you're trying to hide it and do it the console side with the phone, you know,
Yeah, you know why that is?
No.
The penalty is too lenient. You know, when you make the penalty really, really out of sight, people think. And the TV stations all came out with how to get away from the citation of using a cell phone. Okay?
Yeah.
But if it's about the law, the judge, and the penalty being like $6,000 for using the phone while driving, or even $10,000, way out there, nobody's going to chance it.
Right, right.
It's not like the old parking meter ticket. The old parking meter ticket, if you can remember, was only $2.
Yeah, yeah.
But
really?
Cost you $5 to feed the meter.
Yeah.
Better to take
ticket.
The
ticket.
Yeah. Hawaiian cell phone guys, y'all used to pick a ticket on the windshield and just stay there the whole day if they had a job in town or, you know.
See?
I remember that, yeah.
But if you made it expensive, oh, you're not going to chance it.
Yeah, that's true. But oh, there's so many violations. You know, as you mentioned on your radio program, from week in, week out, you know, headlights off, they run at night without the headlights on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, and you just open your eyes and you can see, yeah, nobody tagging those guys, you know.
So. You know, some of the accidents that was fatalities where people got run over in the park, in the crosswalks,
mm-hmm.
late at night or early in the morning. Did anybody bother to find out if that person had his headlight on?
Mm,
no. If a pedestrian cannot see the car coming, he's going to step out in front of it.
Correct, yeah, that's true.
So it is real critical. I mean, if you're flying down the freeway at 90 miles an hour, and the guy in the front doesn't have his lights on, so there's no taillights, and you don't see him, you're going to slam him.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, but people don't think. It's hard. I mean, yeah, it probably would be better for the police department to have half of it or part of the citation costs. But you got to look at the downside where people get hungry, yeah?
Yeah. I imagine right now it's going to the state fund, so the city, county, and the HPD got nothing except overtime when the cops have to show up at court hearings to identify you for speeding tickets or what.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only extra bread and butter, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so. Anyway, okay, thanks. I'd like to try the trivia for the marathon.
Okay.
29%.
Call us back. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, but nobody listening. See, I said 100%.
How many weeks has this trivia been going on now?
This is the fifth.
Wow.
See, I said 100%. Nobody listened to me. They don't believe me. Oh, boy. But anyway. As far as the Toyotas, if you have one of those that were made in America or in Canada, take it in. And if they say they can't do it at that time, get something in writing. Get something that shows that you did try to bring it in, because you don't want something to happen and then people will say, oh, well, you didn't bring it in, so tough luck. Okay? So take it in. And they say they can't do it, then say, please, can I have a receipt saying that I came in? And you put down, when can I come in? Just to cover your butt.
They've been pretty swamped, Servco, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. What they should do, and I think if his father was alive, Tommy Fukunaga, he would sub it out. He would have outside shops do it. That's what he used to do in the old days.
Mm.
That way, he keep his expenses down. Think about it.
Yeah, using your expensive text when they could be doing higher, more expensive fixes.
Versus. He had to hire more people. He had to pay them overtime. All this extra expense, plus if you're hiring more people, you got to pay for medical and all that stuff. It's cheaper for you to just sub it out.
Sub it out, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he used to do. I know, because I used to do it for him.
Mm.
I used to pick up his sub.
Is that a hint?
Yeah, send it over. So anyway, auto theft is going up and up and up. And they're using the high-tech technology of taking your serial number and going to the parts department and getting a duplicate key.
All right, right.
So wake up, folks. Cover that serial number on the windshield. It is not against the law. Okay? It was put there for that main purpose of auto thieves getting the serial number and stealing your car. When they steal your car, chop it up, you go and buy a new one. Manufacturer just sold you another one. Okay? But in the old days, in the 60s and the 50s, the manufacturer said integrity, they had pride, they hid the serial numbers.
The VIN number you're talking about, right? Yeah.
On the post.
Right.
You have to open the door.
The door.
See, but now they made it easy. They put it on the windshield. Come look. This is how you get the key. Why don't they just put a spare key right there in the door? Same thing. I mean, geez. Anyway. Do not use the Bluetooth. It is hazardous to your health. Don't recommend using the cell phone while driving. If you have to, pull over on the side and use it. Okay? But don't use the cell phone as much as possible because it is hazardous to your health. A lot of radio waves going through your head. Okay? And mothballs do save gas, but if you don't want to use it, then it's your money. You know, it does work. And this is something that I have worked on for years and years. Although ethanol is better, I mean good ethanol, ethanol made from sugarcane, if you went 20% into the gas now, you'd pick up about 8 miles more per gallon minimum. Okay, so what's up with that? How come we don't have ethanol? Why is that? Politics. It's election year. Talk to your politicians, folks. And
register to vote is more important.
Yeah.
Than talk to your politicians, but register to vote.
Yeah, register to vote.
It's exactly. Free, and it's your right.
Well, I'd like to see the people of Hawaii wake up like the people on the Big Island. The people on the Big Island, for those of you that know about the Big Island, what happened there, Date Carpenter was the mayor, and the people of Hilo got so upset with the guy. They all just voted without even getting together. They voted for Bernard O'Connor, who had a handwritten sign on the side corner all by himself, and voted for him as mayor. And he was one of the best mayors Big Island ever did have. He wasn't educated to be a mayor. He wasn't a politician. He used common sense. He just went to each of the city workers and said, what do you think I should do? And they all, the workers know.
Exactly.
They know exactly what to do. There you go. He was the best mayor. Too bad he died. They all do. If you're too good, you die. Anyway.
So be terrible and live forever then.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's why you don't find good politicians. They want to live forever. They just be terrible. Okay? So, anyway, try that Degreaser 2000, folks. It's really, really good. No kidding. You'll love it. Okay? And patronize the sponsors. Especially Theodore. Theodore supplies Crestex Cleaning Center with Royal Purple and Hawaii Import Parts and several other places. Try to find out where they get their Royal Purple from before you buy it. Okay? And patronize only the ones that buy from Theodore. Because the rest of the distributors do not want to share the cost of bringing Automotive 101 to you, the people. Only Theodore. Napa said, why should we? He's paying for it. Let him pay for it. Now think, folks, if you were in his place, how would you feel? I don't think you'd like it. Okay? Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. And we are due for another break. So hang on and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Tracy Arakaki from Punisham Motorsports. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Keith from Kahalu.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Just was going to mention to you, you know, someone who called in said that a lot of Toyotas are made in the United States and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had mentioned that if you have one from there, you know, man, that to take your Toyota in. I was just going to mention that you can tell where your Toyota was made by the serial number.
Yeah, that open the driver's door, look on the post. On the door post, it says.
And if it starts with a 1, it was made in the United States. If it starts with a 2, it was made in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It was made in Japan, it starts with a J.
Mm-hmm.
And then other kinds of cars, like the cars made in Germany start with a W, and
mm-hmm.
starts with a G, and Sweden starts with an S. And some cars have start with a 5, and that means they were made in various different places and then assembled. Anybody can guess where.
Yep.
And then, of course, the second digit is the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of cars, say, like the Honda Passport, that people thought were made by Honda, but they're made by Isuzu.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But everybody has problems on cars, and they're just blowing up the Toyota one.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, anyone who follows cars knows that Toyota and Honda and Acura and Lexus products are far ahead of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they're the biggest because they should have taught the United States that quality is really what the majority of people want.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you can tell by the resale value. People wouldn't pay almost as much for a used Honda or Toyota or Acura as they pay for a brand new one if they didn't think they were worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a terrible... Well, I think a lot of it had to do with our federal government, you know, slandering Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, on the other hand, telling people not to drive their Toyotas if they had their recall models, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if my gas pedal got stuck, I would just turn off the ignition. Or push the clutch in, but...
Or put it in neutral.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, any of those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's too bad that Toyota got a black eye, but I don't think the public's going to be fooled by that. I don't think it's going to hurt their sales.
Yeah, because we never had any incident in Hawaii.
No. And the number of incidents worldwide are so minuscule that it's ridiculous. I mean,
it is. Yep, it is.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about the millions of cars that Toyota makes and then have a handful of minor problems.
Yep.
And it did hurt Toyota stock, but that was the time to buy it when it's down.
Yeah, so there's a good side to it, see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now time to make money.
Yep, might as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well,
thanks for calling me.
Yeah, well, you have a great show.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. If you have a comment to make or problem on your car, whatever, just give us a call. Okay? So, and yes, we're still working on trying to get ethanol. There's a lot of bad talk going on about the ethanol and everything else. But, you know, you don't hear good stuff about ethanol. I'm the only guy pushing the good stuff about ethanol. Because I'm, I guess, the only guy that plays around with it that much.
Well, NASCAR is supposed to switch over to that, too.
Soon, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's
safer. They finally went to unleaded back in 2007.
Yeah.
And then now they're talking about going even greener yet with...
It's not so much the green, Tracy. It's safer. When they crash, there's no chance of fire. It's less chances of fire compared to... gasoline, because I showed a lot of people how flammable gasoline is and how flammable ethanol is. Ethanol is not flammable at all.
Oh, when you compare it to race gas, it's even
worse,
you know.
Yeah, so
plus if you need to, all you got to do is throw water on it.
Yeah, but if you know, like the old days when they could smoke in the bars,
yeah,
ethanol was on the table. It was spilled all over the table.
Right.
And it didn't blow up.
Right.
Anyway, let's go to calls.
Okay, we have John from Kaneohe.
Hi, John.
George.
What's up?
Can I guess the trivia?
Good luck.
Is it 54%?
54%. Call us back and try again.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Wanda has a smile on her face.
Okay, we got
Stump.
Art from IEA.
Hi, Art.
Yes. Hi, George. Say, you were talking about ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I have is, I always hear the people are against ethanol. Like the number one reason why they're against it, they say it costs much more to produce ethanol. Like that, I hear that all the time. Is that true?
Yes, it does cost more to produce ethanol, but this is the big but. What are you going to use if there's no more oil? Yeah. Huh?
Okay.
What? If tomorrow oil was gone, tomorrow, what are you going to use? Huh?
Right. Uh-huh.
Is everybody going to change their cars to electric? Spend $40,000 or $50,000? I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And where are you going to get electricity from when there's no oil? Hmm?
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, that's why Brazil went to ethanol.
Exactly.
You can't say, oh, what about the cost? What about this? What about that? That's all BS. What about if you don't have any energy? Then what are you going to do?
And that day is coming a lot quicker than everyone thinks.
That's right. That's why Shell went to Brazil to get ethanol. Why did they go to Brazil to get ethanol if there's so much oil?
Where was our oil coming from for the refinery here? It was Indonesia or something, right?
Yes.
And they ran out of it. That's why they stopped bringing in, right?
Yep.
And I know Mexico, some of our oil has been coming in from Mexico. And their
that's
wells,
gone.
Yep, their wells are completely dry. It's like capacity has gone down to nothing already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I just want to comment another thing about the, people driving with no lights on.
Mm-hmm.
I've been noticing, like, at least, well, I see, like, once a week, you know, I'll see, like, one or two drivers, like, 9 o'clock at night, no lights at all. I mean, the only lights you see is when they step on the brake.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, not even the daylight running light.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have all your lights off, you know, like, your dashboard, wouldn't everything be dark in there?
Yeah.
I can't understand why these drivers, you know, don't realize, hey, your lights are off.
Their mind is someplace else.
It must be. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the VIN numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have ours covered up, my car, my wife's car. And what is the reason why the manufacturer, why do they put the VIN numbers right there on the dashboard?
So somebody steals your car and you buy a new one.
Oh, okay. well, we have ours covered up. So.
Good.
Well, you have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Aloha. Oh, boy. You got to think, if you're the manufacturer, you don't want your customers to have the car too long.
That's why the rules in Japan, right? The taxes start going up on the vehicle after, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
So it forces you to have to buy a new vehicle.
Buy a new one, right. Give us a call at 296-5467.
I have a coworker that all he did to his car was fill air in his tires.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Oh, what did you put it to?" He said, 32. I go, "Did you check what's the max you can put in?" And he goes, "No, isn't it around 32? I go, "No." So I checked his tires and it's supposed to be 51. But he made this comment to me, you know, that he had so much better gas mileage just adding air in his tires.
That's right.
Even though it wasn't up to the max.
That's right. For every 5 pounds, you pick up or lose 2 to 3 miles per gallon and add it up.
Because the less air you have in it,
it
the
drags.
The bigger the contact patch is, you know.
The more drag. We did it a real primitive way. In the shop, we put a towel around a bathroom scale so it don't scratch the bumpers. And we flatten the tires down to 30 pounds. And we push the car. And we look at how many pounds it takes to move the vehicle. Mm. Then we pump it up to what it's supposed to be. And you know, Tracy? Half the pressure. So for instance, it took 50 pounds to push it.
Right.
25 pounds to push it with the full inflation. So think about your motor.
Well, trust me, it's like when you're trying to move bikes around and things like that, you got no air in the tires. Like all of a sudden you put air in it, it's like, wow, it just
rolls. Easy. Okay, let's go to calls.
Okay, we got Paul from Honolulu.
Hi, Paul.
Paul.
Where's Paul?
Hello, Paul. Paul.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to try the trivia.
Okay.
I guess 50%.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, shucks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have Larry from Wahiwa.
Hi, Larry.
Yes. Hi, George. George, first two questions, or one answer and one question. The trivia, please. 100%.
Call us back and try again.
Can I ask a question now?
Sure.
The transmission fluid, do you have to drain transmission fluid at 20,000, 40,000, or any amount?
It should be changed every year.
Every year. Okay.
Not by 12 mileage.
Months. 12 months.
Every year.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. And the filter.
Yes. Okay, who's next?
We have Jeff from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, George. Great show. I have, first of all, guess the trivia, is it 30%?
I don't know. She's on the phone. What is the other question?
Well, the other comment I want to make is I'm old enough to remember way back in the first oil embargo, and this is back in the early 70s, and these guys were putting propane tanks in the trunk of their cars, putting this little adapter on their carburetor and converting to, you know, compressed gas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much of that, and you keep pushing ethanol, which I think is terrific. Anything alternative I think is terrific. But I keep hearing about how much reserves we have for natural gas.
Okay,
I just wanted to know your comments about what you think about natural gas.
Natural
and the
gas is dangerous.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Yes, it's very explosive. And if there's a leak, you don't know it. And you light a cigarette and kaboom.
Oh, really? So even in the compressed tank, it's dangerous.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Very,
yeah,
very
dangerous. I know we have so much reserves, and these guys were doing it back in the 70s, and I'm just like, goodness gracious, why aren't we?
No, it's dangerous.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay.
That's why the ships that transport those high-pressure gases are...
I think it's time to go. What do you think?
There's a Alice on the line. She has a quick question, maybe how to cover up the VIN number.
Yeah.
Slip a business card there.
A business card?
Yeah, in by your dash. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsport for coming in.
Thanks, George.
And drive carefully, folks. See you all next week. Aloha.